what my understanding is, the property at Rock Prairie and 6, Weingarten Realties bought the property from whomever. And they bought it with the understanding, because it was that they were going to get it, they were trying to get it rezoned. The neighbors, the people in Wood Creek and Foxfire and Emerald Forest, they did not want a Walmart on that corner. And they were vociferous about it. I mean, there were public hearings and more public hearings and meetings. And at the end of the day, the council that was in place at that time voted to not rezone the property, which meant that Weingarten couldn't sell it to Walmart. And so Weingarten then sued the city of College Station and the council members that voted to deny the rezoning, basically saying that, you know, you have inhibited us from our ability to, you know, make a living or, you know, sell the property. That you have, by deeming it this, you've made the property worthless. And that was, in very general, vague terms, the lawsuit. And this lawsuit has been ongoing. It was ongoing when I got to be mayor. I wasn't part of the original suit. It happened when I was not on council. And by this time, when I got to be mayor, we'd already spent close to $2 million on legal fees for this. And Weingarten had also spent at least that much. And our legal team believes and did believe that we had a good case. Could someone else interpret it differently? Sure. I mean, you know, you sue me, I sue you, or you and I disagree, and I think I'm right, you think you're right, and, you know, there it goes. So one of the things that I wanted to do when I was mayor and this council is let's get out of lawsuits. Lawsuits are expensive. The people that make money in lawsuits are attorneys. It doesn't help the citizens, and it doesn't help anybody. So we were told that if we continued with the lawsuit, we had a very good chance of winning. But at the same time, it was going to the deposition phase, which would be held in Houston. And so we would have to have these four people that were being sued go down to Houston and stay for however long to be deposed and come back, and our legal staff would have to go there. And, you know, we were looking at a lot more legal fees. And then no matter how the case was settled, whichever side won, then there was going to be an appeal. And so, you know, I could see, and I think the rest of council could see, that this lawsuit could go on for a long time, and we'd spend a whole lot more money in legal fees. And so we said, let's settle this. There was a bargaining process, and David Neely, our city manager, did a superb job of negotiating. And this is what, you know, we came up with. And, you know, do I like spending city money on lawsuits? Absolutely not. Do I think any council member does? No. But someone sues the city for action a council made, you know, 3 years ago, then the city has to defend itself. And, you know, so that's, you know, where we got to this point. Now, when you look at the whole picture and you say, okay, well, a Walmart didn't go there, so the Walmart in South College Station, which was an old Walmart, sitting next to an Albertsons that was vacant at that time, we end up 3 years later getting the largest Walmart in the state of Texas. That's a phenomenally high-tech green building that's doing very well and generating sales tax and property tax. And we get a state-of-the-art hospital that will be one of the anchors of our medical corridor, that will bring in high-paying jobs, that will solidify College Station as a major regional medical center, and that will bring in some synergy of some other medically related things into that corridor that we're already starting to see. So I think at the end of the day, it's a plus for the the citizens. Heartache? Absolutely. Could we have lived without it? Sure. But what I'm trying to do and what this council is trying to do is solve problems. Got this. We can cross this off our list and move on to something else.
So when did the talk begin about settling?
That has probably been talked about the last maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, in terms of, whether they would be interested in settling and whether we would, because it was getting to the point where we were going to have to go into the deposition phase, and our city legal staff are not litigators. And so that's one of the reasons that we've had to hire outside legal counsel. And they're not corporate attorneys. They're municipal attorneys. So when you have your legal staff in Houston, they're not doing the things that the legal staff needs to be doing on a daily basis here. So we just, the council agreed that, if we could settle it, let's try and do that.
Who proposed the settlement idea?
I think that was something that was suggested as an alternative by our legal staff.
So what was the initial reaction at that time?
A positive.
As in unanimous as opposed to majority or?
We don't take votes in executive session. It's more of a consensus kind of thing. And, we will first vote on it this Thursday. And so then I can tell you, what the vote count will be.
Well, you can also talk around the room and get a feel for it, too.
I would say that everyone seemed to be comfortable with it. Now, whether that translates into everyone voting for it, I can't tell you, because I don't know what the vote will be. But there was consensus to settle this.
So was it a change in the personalities at the legal department then?
I prefer not to answer that. I mean, I think, we had, this was not a suit that we were in discussion with when Mr. Cargill was the city attorney. We, on our agendas, if you'll notice, almost every council meeting there is a list of all the ongoing lawsuits. And the reason they're listed is that at any given time there may be new information. So you need to post it because you can't talk about it unless it's posted. So it's always been posted every time. And if you go back and look at agendas since you moved to town, you would see all the same lawsuits listed every time. So sometimes there is an update and sometimes there's not. So I don't believe that there were updates when Mr. Cargill was the attorney since I've been mayor. So it would not have anything to have done with Mr. Cargill.
So do you recall the circumstances when it did get brought up by the legal department? Was that, as you mentioned earlier, we're now on the threshold or on the eve of having to do depositions?
We were getting, there was some action, and the legal staff was looking for direction from counsel. Do we, as any attorney with any client will say, this is what it is, and we have these options. You can do this, you can do this, you can do that, sort of thing like that. And so we were told where we were, that the depositions were going to be coming forward, that we anticipated it being, over $1 million to go to the next phase, and that we might prevail, and legal thought that we had a very good case and could prevail, but there's always the possibility that you don't. And in any case, if we prevailed, most likely they would have appealed that judgment. And if we had lost, we would have appealed. So there was just a long list of continuing legal fees stretching out in front of us. And so the consensus of the council was to let's see if we can't reach a settlement here and just stop this.
Do you recall what the reaction was from Weingarten? I'm, again, assuming that it was College Station that extended the olive branch on the settlement idea.
I was not involved in the settlement in terms of that. Would David Neely is the one, and that was talking to the Weingarten individual.
So that was not communicated back to the council then, other than Weingarten said that they'd be interested in negotiating a settlement?
Correct. I mean, he's the one that had those conversations, and he'd have to give you the exact tenor of the conversations and all of that kind of stuff. But they had talked. He had direction from council that we were interested in getting this settled if we could.
So in the numbers game, where did it begin to get to 1.6?
That was negotiated. Weingarten started at 10. David Neely gets a lot of credit for getting it down to the number he did.
Where did the city start at?
I think the city started at a million.
Where's the money coming from?
The money will probably come from our general fund.
Is it budgeted?
No.
So does that mean something's going to get cut to allow this to be paid?
That's certainly a possibility. We'll have to see. I mean, we're still 4 months into our 5 months into our budget year, so we're about close to halfway there. We've seen a slight uptick in our sales revenue, sales tax revenue. Last year, we made some, when our revenue projections were down, this council cut a number of things. You know, we, a hiring freeze, no one got a raise this year except for our lowest paid employees, and that was merit-based only. So our managers, assistant manager, department heads, you know, haven't had raise in 3 years. So, you know, we did those kinds of measures to make sure that our budget was balanced last year. And so we're going to have to make sure that it's balanced again this year. And this is an expense we weren't expecting to pay, but we'll make adjustments elsewhere so that, you know, the budget is balanced.
And I know it doesn't add up to $1 million, but you're still working without an assistant city manager after Mr. Neely got promoted, and you're working without one assistant or deputy city attorney since Mrs. Robinson was promoted. And
correct. Mr. Neely is not making as much as Mr. Brown made, and Ms. Robinson is not making as much as Mr. Cargill made.
And I was going to go down the list, I guess. Mr. Schmitz is still your interim.
Right. So we're doing that. It's not like we've lifted the hiring freeze. And as people leave the city, we haven't replaced them. There are positions in the budget that aren't filled. There were some positions that were cut, but we have, quote, open positions that we accounted for in the budget, but we haven't filled the positions. And I'll give you one example, and that is we've got 9 new firefighters in this year's budget. They haven't come online yet. So, you know, they've been budgeted since October 1st, and they're not currently on, you know, working, because we have people in academies and stuff like that, and these 9 firefighters are scheduled for the new firehouse when it gets built, and it hasn't started breaking ground for it yet. So there is some money that has been budgeted that we have not used yet, and so I hope that we can, you know, we will find the $1.6 million. I mean, we've got a $223 million budget. And so we may have to take other measures to make sure that we can pay for this.
So at the end of the day, I guess this is the last chapter in a book that nobody wanted to see written, I guess.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, nobody wanted to see this book written. It wasn't a particularly pretty book to read. But at the end of the day, I think this is the best possible ending for this ugly book, if you want to put it that way. I mean, we end up with a super Walmart, you know, that's a super-duper Walmart that's doing very well at what would have been two empty big box at the south end of town. We're going to end up with a state-of-the-art hospital that wasn't planned for 3 years ago. 3 years ago, the Wood Creek, Emerald Forest, Foxfire neighbors were very upset with the thought of a super Walmart at that corner. And here they are 3 years later embracing a Scott & White hospital. So it's been a rocky ride, but in the long term, you know, looking out in the future, which is what a council member is supposed to do, is make decisions today based on what we think is in the long-term best interest of the city, I think this, you know, this unfortunate book has a happy ending.